KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 63 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high around 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, a neighbor is being credited with waking up residents of a nearby house so they could safely flee from a fire at their home in the Riverside area of Sioux City. Sioux City television station KTIV says fire trucks were sent to the house at around 3:15 this morning. Fire officials say it appears the blaze started on the outside of the structure and burned its way inside. The cause was under investigation. The names of those involved and other details about the incident have not been released. I'll have more news right after this.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Well, forecasters say the mild weather Iowans are enjoying should continue for the next couple of weeks. DTN meteorologist Bryce Anderson says he's been astonished over the warm temperatures the Midwest saw during the winter months and now after the first week of spring.
Everything has been very warm, very mild pretty much across the board, and these temperature departures that we've seen are just mind-boggling when you're talking about stations that are running not just 20 degrees above normal, but in some cases around 40 degrees above normal.
Anderson says farmers in some states have already started planting corn.
We've got reports of corn not only having been planted, but already starting to spike and emerge in parts of Illinois. There are producers in the Western Corn Belt now that are planning to take a chance on at least a little bit of their acreage if things continue as they are.
Andy says it appears the mild weather will continue well into the first part of April.
As far as what the models are showing over the next couple weeks, there really isn't any cold air. I mean, you might have conditions getting down into the upper 30s for one night, but it's not like we're dipping into the low 30s or the upper 20s or anything like that.
Anderson said the mild conditions we're enjoying now may cause some problems for farmers later in the year, especially when it comes to a lack of soil moisture.
If it stays on this above normal temperature track, then what does that do as far as taking out soil moisture reserves and possibly putting crops at stress as we go into the summer? And so I think that's going to be a point of observance, and it's going to be a point of concern.
For the week ahead, most of Iowa will be in the 60s and 70s for high temperatures. And these high temperatures and dry conditions have prompted the National Weather Service to issue a red flag warning for Monona County today. That'll be in effect from noon until 8 o'clock. And that means that critical fire weather conditions exist or will exist that can create explosive fire growth potential. Weather Service says dangerous fire conditions are possible this afternoon across parts of western Iowa, northwest Iowa, and northeast Nebraska. Much drier air is moving into the region with westerly winds gusting anywhere from 15 to 35 and up to 45 miles per hour behind the front. The combination of low humidity and gusty winds will create an extremely high fire danger this afternoon, even for those counties that are not under that red flag warning. And a wind advisory will be in effect today from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. for Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, and Greene counties in our listening area. Officials at the Cass County Health System remind area high school seniors or college students interested in a career in the health field that CCHS is continuing their health career scholarship again this year. A $1,000 scholarship is available for a student studying to become studying for the healthcare profession. Applicants must be accepted to or currently enrolled in a health career educational program leading to at least a bachelor's degree. Applications are available at area high school guidance offices, the Human Resources Office at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, and on the hospital's website at casshealth.org. Applications for those scholarships are due back in by April the 6th. And for further information, you can contact Sarah Nelson. She's the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Public Relations Director at 712-243-7408. The Republican-run Iowa House is poised to approve a spending measure that will set school spending next year more than $36 million less than the current year. The package drafted for debate in the House would spend $774.3 million on the Department of Education, Board of Regents, and a string of other smaller school programs compared to the $811.2 million being spent this year. It's also well under the $839.1 million Governor Terry Branstad had requested. The debate is far from the last over, as the issue is lawmakers struggle to assemble a new $6 billion state budget and end this year's session. Democrats running the Senate have already approved a spending plan that's about $115.4 million larger than the one being considered in the Iowa House. Governor Terry Branstad says it's not appropriate for legislators to try to pass bills that would limit the Board of Regents' authority to set tuition for students at Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. The House Appropriations Committee voted last week to freeze tuition at current levels, an attempt to override the board's decision to increase tuition by 3.75% this fall.
I don't think it's appropriate for the legislature to make that decision. I think that should be made by the Regents, based on what the needs of the universities are.
The Board of Regents is a 9-member board which oversees the operations of the 3 state-supported universities in Ames, Cedar Falls, and Iowa City. Branstad appoints the board members, but each must win confirmation of the Iowa Senate in order to serve. Branstad is not directly threatening a veto the bill that would freeze tuition rates at current levels. The governor says it's not good policy.
I don't think freezing the tuition or having the legislature impose limit on the tuition is the appropriate way to go. I think the legislature has a role in the appropriations process, but I also recognize that the Board of Regents is the governing board that oversees the universities, and I think they're the appropriate ones to make the decisions on tuition.
Branstad's fellow Republicans in the Iowa House are unhappy with the 3 universities, and they proposed reducing state taxpayer support of those schools by $31 million next year. House Speaker Craig Paulson has repeatedly said the Regents haven't yet justified an increase in state support. Last Thursday, Paulson accused university officials of refusing to answer questions from legislators.
I don't want to get into the details of those. I will tell you, I personally, this is before I was Speaker, personally asked a question as a rank-and-file member, and it took them 18 months to finally give me an answer that wasn't even on point. Those types of things are frustrating.
When another Republican legislator was asked whether the House GOP's aim might be trying to force the universities to become private colleges, he said converting from a state-supported university to a private college would be a decision each of those institutions would have to make on their own. Parents of stillborn babies will now be allowed to request a birth certificate under a measure Governor Terry Branstad has signed into law. The Senate unanimously approved the measure last week after receiving it from the House, which also had passed it unanimously. It makes Iowa the 33rd state in the nation to pass such a law. Women who lobbied for the bill say that many mothers who go through labor, delivery, and birth want to have the document that recognizes the birth. Since 1939, Iowa has issued only a certificate of fetal death for stillborn babies. Only parents who request a birth certificate will get one. It is retroactive, so parents who may have had a stillbirth decades ago can request a birth certificate. Iowa has about 200 stillborn babies each year. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the legal arguments today at the Supreme Court focus on the big question and a challenge of President Barack Obama's health care overhaul. Opponents believe it's unconstitutional to require Americans to buy health insurance. The administration believes the law is valid. A ruling is expected by late in June. Today is day 2 of 3 days of arguments. Al Jazeera says it will not air a video that appears to show the attacks on soldiers and a Jewish school in southwestern France from the killer's point of view. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, other French officials, and family members of the victims had asked for the footage not to be broadcast. The television station received the footage on a USB key sent with a letter to its Paris office. Nearly 60 world leaders meeting in South Korea have set a 2-year goal to secure all nuclear material. Such material is housed in hundreds of buildings in dozens of countries, and widespread fear lingers about the safety of nuclear material in some countries. And the Ocean Conservancy says that the one-day haul from last year's volunteer trash cleanup on the world's coastlines was nearly 9 million pounds. A report released today says nearly 600,000 volunteers scoured more than 20,000 miles of coastline. The top five types of trash were cigarettes, plastic bottles, beverage lids, plastic bags, and food containers. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Barkey Dean Bauerkemper, age 83 of Walnut, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Daryl Bauerkemper will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dorothy Liebeck, age 71 of Audubon, died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Dorothy Liebeck will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Harold Pepper Martin, age 93 of Panora, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Harold Martin will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Helen Dressler, age 100 of Anita, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Helen Dressler will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97 of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roland Eskov, age 87 of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskov will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Wilma Andrew, age 91 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Bill Boodle, age 65 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Bill Boodle are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Maxine Dolch, age 91 of Atlantic, a lifelong resident of Cass and Montgomery counties, died Sunday at CCMH. Services for Maxine Dolch are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merrill Hall, age 65 of Fontenelle, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Merrill Hall will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Donald Kerr, age 94 of Manila, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Donald Kerr are pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Clara Heffler, age 85 of Erling, died Monday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.